Phoenix was near the bottom of a new ranking of the financial state of American cities. The group Truth in Accounting looked at the 75 most populous cities and found 63 of them did not have enough money to pay their bills, Phoenix among them. Sheila Weinberg is the founder and CEO of Truth in Accounting. She spoke with our co-host, Mark Brody.
So in your rankings, you gave Phoenix a D grade and found that it had a taxpayer burden of about $5,500. What were the factors that went into that specifically for Phoenix?
Yeah, in Phoenix, we found that most of their debt does relate to their pensions. We do have two pieces of good news for Phoenix. One would be that you really haven't accumulated that much retiree health care debt as comparison to your pension. Some cities have gotten into a lot of trouble with their retiree health care debt and their pension debt. And the other good thing that happened this year is that Phoenix, like all the other cities and the states, finally fessed up to this retiree health care debt. And now cities' balance sheets are being very transparent about their financial condition.
So in Phoenix, was it mostly the pension issue that caused it to get the grade that it did?
Well, it's the pension number that did, but it's really not the pension issue. We take it to a broader level where the cities do have balanced budget requirements. But what they've done is in the past, instead of including all of the employee compensation costs in their balanced budget, they've deferred some of them. So it's kind of like they've gone ahead and put some of this, their compensation costs, their pension, what's related to pensions, they put that on the city's credit card instead of funding that as they went along. And now future taxpayers are going to be burdened with paying those benefits when money should have been set aside as those benefits were earned every year and those costs were incurred. They should have been included in the balanced budget calculation and funded as they went along.
So what does this mean for the city and maybe more importantly for the residents of the city?
Well, we don't think that, you know, we're accountants, so, you know, we like to work with the numbers, but we don't think it's just a numbers game. We think it goes further than that because we believe it actually is adversely affecting our representative forms of government. Because again, the citizens there, the voters were told that the budget was balanced. The city and the public made financial decisions, spending decisions, taxing decisions, based on the fact that this budget was balanced, when it really wasn't balanced. And when the voters went to the voting booth, they might have voted, reelected somebody thinking, hey, well, we're living within our means.
In addition to, I guess, decisions that voters made about for whom to vote, do results like this in any way hinder cities' abilities to borrow or, you know, get the rates at which they can borrow, anything like that?
Sometimes if they get bad enough, they are. What we find, and the reason we started putting grades on our reports is because we found out that the credit ratings, which affect the rate that governments can borrow and the interest rate charged, they really are looking at the risk of the bonds being paid. But the government's overall financial condition is really not calculated in that risk. And so what we've done is done a calculation on what's the risk that a future taxpayer is going to be burdened with these with prior cost. And so we've given the city a D because we found that they have $5,500 per taxpayer is what they're going to be burdened with.
Understanding that you most likely have not studied Phoenix's budget line by line, I'll set that out front before I ask this question. How should a city like Phoenix fix this? Because if they take the money to pay off the pension debts and the other issues that they have, that means that money's got to come from somewhere. So how do you fix one without creating a real problem somewhere else?
Yeah, and at Truth in Accounting, we really don't get into a tax and spending policy, but we do, you know, recommend budgeting and accounting policy. So we were able to get the city and other cities to finally put their pension and retiree health care debt on the face of their balance sheets. So that was a big win. But now we'd like the city and other cities to fix how they do their budgeting and to include all of their costs in their budgets.
Well, so even though if policymakers and city officials change, it sounds like sort of the process of how they're looking at and how they're allowing their residents to look at the budget and the obligations and the spending and everything else, if they are ultimately going to balance the budget, they have to come up with that money from somewhere. And I understand saying, you know, you're not into the taxing and spending and where it all comes from. But I would imagine that you acknowledge that for cities that have this kind of issue, that if they're going to fix it, they need to come up with extra money from somewhere, right?
Yeah, you know, I say that they, you know, they have a cash shortfall problem, and the only money which you may, only way to fix that is to bring more money in or take less money out. And a lot of times when governments go to fix something like this, they have a tendency to do the opposite. So they'll be like, oh, well, we're going to fix the budget, but they don't bring more money in or take less money out. So you really need to be careful when they're fixing things to just make sure that simple question is asked, how does this bring more money into the system or take less money out of the system?
That is Sheila Weinberg. She is the founder and CEO of Truth in Accounting. Sheila, nice to talk to you again. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.